since we last talked, I know you've got some practice work in. I'm sure your guys are biting at the bit to get out the bluffs and see what they can do in 2 days for a state title, can't they?
Yeah, you know, it's going to be already over a week before we actually tee it up for the state tournament, and our guys we've done a good job of about concentrating on ourselves, working on some of the fine, minute details of it. We're well familiar with Scotts Bluff Country Club for the fact that we've been up there multiple years. Trent has played there in competitive rounds, so you know, it comes down to executing off the tee, and if you do that, you're going to have chances to score at Scotts Bluff for sure.
I always ask you this every year, and I think I asked you this. So we've talked about it out there at Scotts Bluff for 2 days. What you got to have a score? Gosh, you got your 310s right around 300. You would think to win this maybe in 2 days.
Yeah, you're going to have to be right around 300 both days. I think the scores might be just a little bit higher for the fact that, you know, you bring all the Eastern schools out there. They're probably not going to be as familiar with it as you would say an Eastern course. So, you know, I have a hard time believing Bennington's going to shoot one over as a team, but they're still going to play solid golf. So I expect, you know, 290s, 300 both days is going to be right in the thick of it. And, you know, we've shown capabilities to shooting the three teens this year. That's kind of some of the goals that we have going into it is, you know, we got to start getting three to four guys in the 70s. And then if we can do that the first day, we're going to be right in the thick of it for sure.
Now, weather right now, I'm looking once again, I know you're keeping tabs on this as well. As of right now, it looks like it's going to be maybe a pretty comfortable 2 days as of right now, the time we're taping this.
Yeah, you know, right now, Tuesday with our practice round is going to be a little bit windy. That's no big deal. You know, we're going to be able to go see the course. It does look like it's going to blow 25 to 30 maybe on Tuesday. But, you know, you flip into, you know, Wednesday and Thursday, there are some slight chances in there with some rain. But for the most part, like you said, Rich, it looks to be comfortable. It looks to be like an event that's going to – the weather is going to favor for us.
And, of course, what a field. We thought last year was a loaded field, and you've got a lot of those same teams back, Elkhorn, North, Norris, and what Bennington, you see what they can do. Pius is back, Scotts Bluff on their home course. Wow, it's another loaded field, isn't it?
Yeah, you know, and it just seems like the teams just keep rebuilding. You know, Scotts Bluff doesn't have a single senior on their team, and I firmly believe they're a better team than what they were last year. And so having the talent that they have on their home track, you got to include Scotts Bluff in the mix of, like you said, Bennington and you know, Norris and Elkhorn, and Creed is a new team coming into the field that has some young talent. And then, you know, Sydney showed up really nicely at their home track. In that B3 district, and Sydney's kind of been a sneaky good team all year long, where their number one and two have been breaking 80 consistently, and so, but at the end of the day, Rich, it comes down to us executing on the tee box, us getting ourselves around the green so we can execute. And I tell you what, you know, I feel like right now our guys are peaking at the right time. Just looking at our kids this last week in practice, I feel like the short game things are starting to click a little bit more and more, and our guys are really starting to understand the importance of that, and it's really starting to show in our scores in practice.
Well, you had a big time gut check once again at districts. I mean, that was big time with all the teams there, and your kids came through, and you're hoping, hey, can we do it again for 2 days this time?
Yeah, and it was one of those things where we had to get on the road for 4.5 hours, and this is going to be a very similar situation where we're going to be on the road for 4 hours, and we're going to have to get comfortable pretty quick with Scotts Bluff. And we know that their greens are going to be running fast, so it comes down to how many greens can we hit and give ourselves opportunities for some birdies. It's not a long course by any means. It's a relatively actually short course, but it definitely demands some accuracy. And our guys showed up really well in that district meet and competed really well, especially Trent and Cruz. And for those guys to do that, we're going to need 2 days of that type of golf, maybe just a click or two even better than that, and then Wyatt and Asher and Tripp are going to have to come along, and the nice thing is in practice they've been starting to show those scores, so hopefully we can translate that into 2 days of a state tournament.